The act of forgiving can reduce over 40% of stress related to disorders or diseases. Listen, y'all, listen. 61% of cancer patients study shows that using forgiveness therapy helped the decreased levels of anger and increased their capacity for forgiveness. Last one I want to share with you. Up to 94% of people say it is important to forgive others, but only 48% say that they usually try to forgive themselves. 94% people said it is important to forgive others, but only 48% say that they usually try to forgive themselves. Only 48%. That's crazy. Only 48% of people believe that they should forgive themselves. That means 52% don't believe that I have the ability or I should forgive myself. Think about that weight you've been carrying around. Think about that bag you've been carrying around, bag lady, bag man, because you won't get rid of the weight of not forgiving yourself. Sometimes we carry things because stuff happened to us. We failed in some areas. We messed up. We did some things intentionally and some things that were not intentional. But we blame ourselves and we are stuck at getting over it. We're stuck at forgiving ourselves. We try to push it in the back of our subconscious so we don't have to deal with it. We try to avoid situations that remind us of it. Try to avoid people that it happened with so we don't have to revisit that space. But avoidance isn't deliverance. Ouch. Let me say it again. Avoidance isn't deliverance. We spend time trying to avoid things versus confronting it. We have to confront things in our life head on. If you can't confront it, that means you've never been delivered from it. That means you've never been healed from it. That means you've never dealt with it. And because you never dealt with it, it's going to always come up in some form, some fashion, some way. It's going to affect you in many areas of your life, whether that be relationships, whether that be friendships, whether that be networking. It does not matter. When we don't deal with things that happen to us and we hold grudges against ourselves, guess what we do? We put walls up for people. We don't let people in. We don't trust anybody. We don't build with anybody. We feel like everybody's out to get us. We always looking over our shoulders. We never can build solidly because we don't trust anybody. Why? Because we don't trust ourselves. Not because somebody else. No, we won't let people in because we don't trust ourselves. You must forgive you. Say it with me. I forgive myself. Say it again. I forgive myself. Now, this time I want you to repeat after me and say this. I forgive me. Feel that. Embrace that. Grab that. Mean it. There is so much things I want to accomplish, so many places I want to go, but me not forgiving myself is holding me back. You have to forgive yourself. I just wanted to come back and talk to y'all real quick and get this podcast rolling again. We'll be talking every week. Sometimes I bring guests on. Sometimes we'll do questions and answers. So please stay tuned and subscribe, share, love, do whatever you got to do to get this thing popping. Peace. See you next time.